The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial toll free and take control of the airwaves at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. So much to talk about tonight, and how much of it we'll actually get to is another question, because we'll take your calls about anything at all with you in our studio tonight. It's Ian here.
Christopher Cantwell.
And Mark.
Chris is here from ChristopherCantwell.com. That's his blog where you can get all manner of controversial opinions as well as a podcast. You post the podcast to the blog.
The podcast is good. Post to ChristopherCantwell.com.
It's like a video cast too, isn't it?
Yeah, it's. I think podcast is maybe a technical term that I'm using incorrectly, but I do... Let the link to iTunes and stuff like that break. I have to fix that. But it's going out on YouTube every time we do it.
It's primarily video feed, but you did have an MP3 version?
Exactly. And I will fix that in relatively short order.
Cool. So check out that.
I keep on saying that. But
if you'd like more of Chris, and we'll, of course, take your calls here at 855-450-FREE. And, you know, I also mentioned there's a study that shows that you have near zero impact on a policy in Washington, D.C. I mean, this shouldn't really come as a surprise to anybody, but somebody's done a study about it. Startling new political science study from Breitbart, the source here is Breitbart.com, concludes that corporate interests and
startling
mega wealthy individuals control U.S. policy to such a degree that, quote, the preferences of the average American appear to have only a minuscule, near zero, statistically non-significant impact upon public policy. That's a lot of qualifying terms for that impact. Minuscule, near zero, and statistically non-significant. That means pretty much nothing.
You're right. You're a serf. You're a subject. And the get out the vote campaign is a joke. The idea that, for one, there are like 10 swing states. So when you think about a presidential election, if you're in 80% of the United States, you can stay home. Because you can be certain that you're not even close to making a difference at all.
Well, whoever you elect, whether you elect them or not, the bankers are going to win. You know, the mega corporations are giving money to both sides.
Yeah, that's true.
And devil's advocate here, though, when you're in those swing states, I mean, you still have a say in primaries and stuff like that. But the amount of what it amounts to is next to nothing.
But
anyway,
those primaries are pretty much solved by South Carolina. I mean, consider for a second that by Super Tuesday, it's done. So Iowa, New Hampshire, South Carolina, at that point, you pretty much know who the president's going to be.
Well, if they're not in New Hampshire, I don't want them making political decisions anyway.
There you go.
The startling study titled Testing Theories of American Politics, Elites, Interest Groups, and Average Citizens is slated to appear in an upcoming issue of Perspectives on Politics and was authored by university professors. Noted American historian Alan Lichtman, who highlighted the piece in a Tuesday article published in The Hill, calls the research shattering and says their scholarship should be a loud wake-up call to the vast majority of Americans who are bypassed by their government. Wake up and do what exactly? What are you going to do differently? I mean, if you love liberty, you should move to New Hampshire. That's a real clear plan. But for the rest of everybody, wake up and then what? Vote for the other guy next time around? It doesn't matter if you vote.
I think it really comes down to leaving. What else can you do? In this country, you have the ability to leave. Of course, you have to pay for it because they have exit taxes and those kind of things. Mm-hmm. Or you have the ability to complain. Other than that, this thing is it's a train rolling down the tracks towards disaster. They've spent everything they've got to the point that there's $17 trillion in the hole. It's not going to get any better. You're not going to wrest the controls from the engineer. It's over.
Yeah, trying to affect the federal government has a terrible track record of success.
All right, so a little bit more here on the story. The people who authored the study said, quote, if policymaking is dominated by powerful business organizations and a small number of affluent Americans, then America's claims to being a democratic society are seriously threatened, say they, and the solution they claim is a reinvigorated and engaged electorate. That's right. The reason why the politicians are scumbags and the police state continues to rise is simply because people aren't engaged enough. If only more people voted, that would just change everything. What a ridiculous Pollyanna viewpoint.
The real answer to this problem, Ian, and I'm sick of people not being willing to point it out, is unicorns and fairy dust, okay? And if you click your heels three times and say, I wish the other guy was president, then, you know, maybe if you tried this enough times, it might work.
Well, they do claim that they want an engaged electorate.
So research the criminals you're going to vote for. That way you'll know which one's less of a criminal.
I kind of feel like you would get a better choice than sort of the mediocre candidates that we have. I mean, like, if for instance, if you remove the Republican and the Democrat from the, because you've got to admit, those are the milquetoast, mediocre candidates that are out there. And then you had just the third party candidates from which to choose. These are the candidates, by the way, that represent the thoughts and attitudes, by and large, of Americans.
No.
If you look at people's beliefs, and then you rate them towards candidates, towards the political parties, they're not Republicans and Democrats. They're Greens, they're Libertarians. Libertarians by a good stretch, and other sorts of independents.
These are largely like radical views. If you start looking at how people actually look at the society, what they view is everything is a compromise. Everything's gray area. Everything's negotiable. And that's why Republicans and Democrats succeed. Beyond the ballot access laws and stuff like that, people don't want these sort of like extreme or radical views. If your views are, you know, far right or far left or far libertarian or far communist or whatever, then people are generally going to be turned off to that, which is why your Republicans and Democrats are so milquetoast, because people take a basket of issues and they're just like, I think that everything is negotiable and this is the negotiation that I would sort of prefer, but if the other guy wins, then that's going to be fine too.
I wouldn't disagree with that statement that they want to negotiate and that sort of thing, but if you look at a person's opinions and you match them towards a political party, they're not, the Republicans and Democrats really, they don't dominate the way they do in the election. The reason people vote in the presidential elections for Republicans and Democrats is because they believe they can win, which is an incredibly stupid reason to vote. You have one vote, and it doesn't matter who you give that vote to. You're not making a difference as to whether that candidate can win or not. You might as well give your vote to the party that represents you, right? Like if you're a Green, you might as well vote for the Green candidate, because the when was the last time a Democrat won by one vote?
Well, I'll tell you what, in the election in Suffolk County where I ran for Congress, the Democratic candidate won by like a 100-something votes.
Yeah, that's not too much.
And I spent most of my time attacking the Republican candidate in that case. So there's some, I didn't make the ballot, but I do know a number of people who wrote me in, and there's some suspicion that I may have costed that Republican the election. So, I mean, if you're a person who actually wants to effect political change, if you want people to run for office, I mean, there's an argument to be made for voting Republican or Democrat. I don't personally think it's terribly useful.
There's an argument
to
be made if you want to have some kind of impact on politics, that if you love liberty, you should move to New Hampshire, because
I think that's the best solution.
Washington, D.C., you might as well just throw your money down a hole. Just go ahead. Just set it on fire. If you're going to give money to campaigns for people running in D.C., you just might as well torch the cash. But at least here in New Hampshire, you could actually get elected. Freedom-oriented people who would best be described as voluntarists, anarcho-capitalists, are being elected here in New Hampshire as both Republicans and Democrats. That's already happened, and it's happened dozens of times over the last several years. You can talk to the state representatives here in New Hampshire. These people are accessible. When you go to the website and you pull up contact information for these people, it's their home phone number or their cell phone number almost every single time. It's not uncommon in New Hampshire if I want to call a state rep and say, hey, I want you to vote in favor of marijuana legalization, there's a good chance their kid's going to pick up the phone, or the wife, or whoever. And I'll go get my daddy and, you know, put the phone down. That's how
it's not usually
personal.
Daddy, it's usually grandpa, because, or grandma.
It depends. But anyway, My point being, these people are accessible. They don't have some sort of intermediary. They don't have the aides and the staff to block you from reaching them. They don't even have an office they can go and sit in. They've got a locker at the state house.
In the mailbox.
That's it. And they get $100 a year for the effort, plus the small travel stipend. And that's it. So that changes the game in a big way as far as being able to actually talk to these people, persuade them.
Right. It's not a lawyer industrial complex in Concord the way it is in 49 other states in Washington, D.C.
So if you're looking for political success, look no further than New Hampshire. But we'll come back with more, and you can share your thoughts on Free Talk Live.
This is Mark Edge of Free Talk Live, and I've got something awesome to share with you. I've recently joined Liberty.me. It's an online city devoted to people who love liberty. Break free of the flame wars and bridge-dwelling denizens of Facebook. You deserve better. You deserve a friendly, ad-free social network where you can chat 24 hours a day with like-minded souls around the world. Attend live interactive classes with experts on economics, finance, politics, and money. Access a vast library of books and discuss them with your reading group. Better your life with exclusive self-help. Help guides on investing, self-defense, homeschooling, security, healthcare, saving money, and starting a business. Become a libertarian luminary yourself and get paid in the process by publishing your works on Liberty.me. Get tipped via PayPal and Bitcoin.
The first step towards freedom is to invest in yourself. Start your free 30-day trial now at Liberty.me.
I love being a member of Liberty.me, and I think you will too. The first month is free. Sign up and say hello.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I'm sure you know, this economy sucks. We all realize that the American economy is tremendously unstable right now and will likely get much worse. There's monumental debt, government bailouts, stock and real estate bubbles that are primed to pop at any moment, which can flush away most or all of your retirement savings. This type of movement has enormous consequences. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring and workforce participation is at record levels. Lows. Financial trouble is right here at our doorstep. But if you move right now and develop a backup plan immediately, this could be the most profitable time of your life. Proportionally, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in our history. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789 for my free report. 888-507-8789 and prepare to profit as history repeats itself.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
up anything you want. Here, toll free, 855-453. If we get a chance, we'll get to the 10 things that sucked about growing up a Jehovah's Witness. An elderly lady raided by police. We'll tell you what that was all about. And, of course, you can take control of the airwaves here at 855-453. Mark, you are a huge coffee fan, and you found some really great coffee.
Yeah, I just got my shipment of BuzzBox coffee in the mail yesterday. Well, I get the decaf, and it is, I believe it's a Colombian. There's not a lot of choices in decaf. It's you regular coffee drinkers that get all the choices, Sumatra and all the varieties out there. As a matter of fact, if you want good-tasting coffee, the best thing to do is get ones that are from specific regions rather than sort of blended, because then you can have the different experiences of the different coffees grown in the different soil. But and BuzzBox, of course, will educate you on coffee. But I think, for me, what the greatest part of it is I just ran out of coffee. Literally. I scooped my last pot of coffee out yesterday. And
were you nervous?
I was. And my shipment showed up today.
Perfect.
And it shows up. I don't have to think about it. I don't have to go to the store. I probably should plan just a little bit more in, but maybe I drank a little more. I don't know.
Well, you can adjust the frequency of the shipping.
You can adjust the frequency of the shipping. You can adjust the amount that you get shipped. And I think it's awesome, BuzzBox coffee. It's 100% organic.
Wait a minute. You get a free pound, right, if you pay the shipping cost?
Yep. That's indeed the case. If you go to coffee.freetalklive.com, you can get a free pound of coffee.
First pound's free.
Well, you're going to love it. And you probably, if you're going and going to the website and getting the free pound, you likely drink coffee already. I'm not hooking anyone new, hopefully, here. But it's top 1% grade Arabica beans. It's shade grown, which can help with people who have sort of the acid reflux because of coffee. Shade grown is much more mild. And BuzzBox is, of course, competitively priced with other high-end coffees. It's a subscription. Once you sign up there, you can cancel it at any time, but if you continue to get your coffee through there, then Free Talk Live gets credit for it. Every 10 people who sign up, we're able to offer another microloan to another family around the world who needs help. Now, I don't know how they need help. They do. They ask for the microloan for the reason that they ask for it, whether it's a plow or restaurant equipment or whatever it is, and you can help them get a hand up rather than a hand out. It's coffee.freetalklive.com for your free pound.
All right, let's go back to your phone calls and thoughts. The real James Witt is on the line calling from Fountain Hills, Arizona. James, you're on Free Talk Live on the Amp Lines.
Yes, Mark, I just wanted to apologize to you. I've been really mean to you, and it's just today's my birthday, so I had to kind of, have a come to Jesus moment and make a few changes. So I just wanted to say that I'm sorry.
Your apology accepted. Thank you so much, James.
It's just, I'm going to go out drinking tonight, but, I'm a little afraid too, because last year on Christmas time I got arrested. So, I'm just kind of hoping that I can, sit down, have a few drinks, and work on my... I'm going to become a Muslim, I think. I'm going to be a born-again Muslim.
Alcohol, Muslims don't like alcohol, and alcohol's never solved anything.
Well, he could still drink.
Beaver has milk, so go ahead.
He could still have a drink before he becomes a Muslim, and he'd be in the clear, right?
I guess.
Well...
Or you could become a Muslim. You could become a Muslim, continue to drink, and then you'd just be another hypocrite religious fanatic like most of them.
Wait a minute. Wasn't Davi Barker telling us, when we were in California, Mark, and we were being driven about from place to place, wasn't Davi telling us that there's some Muslims who are advocating for the use of alcohol? Or for the
I'm sure there are somewhere, but I don't know the answer.
I don't recall the details on that. Hey, James, happy birthday, man.
I think if I take my neighbor out, Sheriff Joe, he's my neighbor, I can wake up and watch him shave every morning. And I think if I go out with him, he can just badge us out of a ticket or, that way I won't
Sheriff
get
Joe.
Thrown in jail again.
Sheriff
yeah,
Joe,
that's
yeah.
what I'm hoping. But the one thing is I just obsess over the Jacks. We just need to finish nuking them. I just can't stand them.
Thanks for the call tonight, James. Okay. Appreciate it. Toll-free number, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. So let's go to Nathan. He's in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live via Skype.
Actually, they drink a lot in Iran. I don't know if you knew that.
No.
Huh. Okay.
So is that from some of their policies, you'd think there had to be an open bar somewhere.
Is that the Shiites that are able to do that? Or
That's correct. They're third in per capita alcohol consumption behind Lebanon and Turkey among Muslim-speaking countries.
Interesting.
All right. I'm not sure Muslim is a language, but
sorry.
Keep going for it.
Nice one, Campbell.
Right. Well, you brought up this issue of childhood experiences earlier, Chris, and I've been meaning to call in about the ACE study, which is something that Stefan Molyneux talks about in his video, The Bomb in the Brain. And this is essentially a study that was done where they give kids this questionnaire, and it's a real short questionnaire. It's not some like 30-page form you have to fill out or anything. It's just a short 10-page questionnaire, 10-question questionnaire, and it asks if you've experienced emotional, physical, or sexual abuse, emotional or physical neglect, or any kind of parental divorce, violence, drug abuse, mental illness, or incarceration. And they're just yes or no questions. And then the number of yes answers is added up for the total score.
Well, it sounds to me that if you're going to equate emotional neglect with physical abuse and neglect and stuff like that, I imagine the numbers on this survey were extraordinarily high.
Yeah, I mean, if you're asking kids, and those statements are, have I ever experienced emotional neglect?
Yeah, well, like, I had to eat dessert last night. That hurt my feelings. Yeah. So that's one of the things, like, and this is one of the things with Stefan that, like, I get a little, like, annoyed with, because he'll use things like that and use these, like, outstanding, you know, numbers to, you know, illustrate a problem. But I do think that, you know, obviously child abuse and neglect is a serious problem that could probably, if negated, negate a lot of other problems.
Well, one of the problems that I have is with the study that says that spanking causes lower IQs. Have you seen this? This one's one that he has cited in the past, too.
Yeah, and I have heard of that one.
And I find this one extraordinarily frustrating because, you know, how do you say which parents have what IQs? I mean, maybe people who are more likely to have low IQ children are more likely to spank.
Right.
And that's, you know, some very important causative data that might not be included in this. And, you know, obviously the striking of a child on their bum isn't what makes them have lower IQs. It's the terror that somebody who feels separated from the people who love and provide for them might feel. And that could be caused by something besides spanking. So I really find this whole conversation around spanking to be barking up the wrong tree in many ways.
I think what he says, though, about spanking, and I'll try to get back to the caller's original point, but the thing about that is that what he says is that, you know, you're developing the flight or fight instinct, you know, at a very young age.
Yeah.
And what happens is when you're spanking your children, you know, they have no option to flight, right? You're grabbing them, you're putting them over your knee, and a lot of times you're pulling down their pants.
If they leave, the cops are going to bring them back.
Well, exactly. So they're learning that there's no escape from violence, which teaches them, as I was taught when I was a kid and I got spanked, that you have to fight, right? And the reason that you're getting spanked is because you have no option to fight off the attacker, right? That there is no option to escape the situation, and that you can't fight back because you're too small. And then when you get big enough to fight back, then you're going to lose that second of hesitation that most of us have before we haul off and hit somebody in a threatening situation.
Hey, Nathan, thanks for the call tonight, man. Appreciate it. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. There's plenty of time for your call with your thoughts on whatever's on your mind. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I'd prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond Osteo FX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you're invited to bring up anything you want right here, toll-free at 855-450-FREE. We've got some more cops acting really poorly, especially towards a lady in her 60s or late 60s, a grandmother. We'll share some of that information. There's video of them raiding her house, and we'll tell you what that was all about, plus the 10 things that sucked about growing up as a Jehovah's Witness, kind of a look inside the religion as to what things are like in there. We'll share that with you if we get the chance. Your calls, of course, come first. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, and that toll-free number is brought to you by ProXPN.
You know, day hikers, the ones that are most likely to get caught in situations where they need survival training. If you go out and do some hiking, it might be a good idea to embark on the adventure of a survival training course. You can go to Survival Training School of California, and they're among the best survival training schools in the world, arguably the best. They've been endorsed by the United States Marine Corps Mountain Warfare Training Center Survival Instructors Group, the U.S. Navy Research and Rescue Group, the U.S. Air Force, and Stanford University, Joshua Tree National Park, the world's largest women's outdoor organization, the California Department of Justice. It just goes on and on, the list and list and list of the groups that have endorsed the Survival Training School of California. And for good reason. Thomas Coyne, their lead instructor, is highly qualified. They can give among the best advice you can get out there. They've got training courses of all sorts coming up right now. If you go to CaliforniaSurvivalTraining.com, you can take a look, including a pocket knife only course that's coming up. CaliforniaSurvivalTraining.com. Embark on an adventure. Do something different with your vacation time. People come from around the world. People come from, you know, up to 3,000 miles just for a weekend course at CaliforniaSurvivalTraining.com.
You know, here on Free Talk Live, we don't have too many rules about calling the show. Generally, when you call in, you're asked very, very basic screening questions. A lot of talk shows, they are very invasive, and they really want a lot of detail from a caller that's calling in. We want name, location, what you want to talk about. How you're listening is useful for us, because I like to know if you're listening to a radio station or online.
It's like a polling question.
Yeah, so, yeah, but usually one of the rules we have is that one call per night. Now, in this case, I think that the last guy was not actually, in point of fact, James from Arizona. He claimed to be the real James Witt, but I don't think that he was, because he was actually calling on the amp lines. And as far as I know, James in Arizona, you are not actually the actual James in Arizona, who is now on the line with us. You are not a Free Talk Live amplifier, so that was kind of the dead giveaway there. But what's on your mind tonight?
As I remember, you said you had Dave and mine's number because you have caller ID in another episode of Free Talk Live.
I do not. I do not have your. I don't have caller ID. It's Derek.
I'm not misquoting you.
Derek, who has
the
caller ID?
I'm not misquoting you.
Derek,
I know I'm not misquoting you. You once put me online with Dave at the same time, and you mentioned you had both of our numbers, and maybe you could put us in touch with each other.
That's not because I have caller ID, though. If you want to, if you listen to what I'm saying, James. I got your number from Derek J. Freeman, who has the caller ID. And Dave in New York has openly posted his phone number on his Facebook profile.
I don't care anymore to speak about Dave in New York. But what does disturb me is the reason why the very first time I called into Free Talk Live Ian is because the dilemma about war is that it causes some terrible evils. And the dilemma about pacifism is it allows terrible evils to exist. And that is what our main dispute is about. And I don't respect your view any more than you respect mine. I think being pacifist is immoral and wrong. But I don't want to talk about that.
I'm not necessarily a pacifist. If you called in, why do you not want to talk about it? You just talked about it, so I'd like to address that. And I know Kayla feels strongly here.
I'll go ahead.
Of Japan, it was a quote.
Japan
was an awful thing to have to do.
James, this is a talk show. So we have microphones, and sometimes we're going to participate in what you say on the show, right? So I'm going to go ahead and co-sign.
I didn't call
it
talk to you.
I'm going to co-sign what you said, that pacifism allows terrible evils. I'm agreeing with you, and now I'd like you to continue.
I'm the only Quaker, real Quaker in this group, and I'm going to agree with the statement that pacifism allows terrible evil.
I'm not a pacifist, so anyway, go on.
I want to speak to one of the more than one bits that my calls have inspired other callers to call in as. The previous caller made some very disturbing things that I should like to address in the context of saying, responding, Mark, you were sitting there in that studio with Stephanie once, who once asked me why I don't respond on Facebook when she knew I didn't respond on Facebook because she looks at the Facebook page that she, in the same context, denied ever looking at.
Wait, I'm really confused by that statement.
Let me continue. The point is...
No, I'd like to understand what you're saying, actually. So with the Facebook statement, are you saying that you were trying to talk to Stephanie on Facebook or the vice versa? What happened there?
I told her the reason why I didn't is because if I give my full name, I know there's trolls out there that go on the internet and they look up the person that they don't like and they troll them on the internet. And they,
gotcha.
They Google the name and they search everything about their person that they can find. They're
doxing.
Called freaks. They're
That's
called. They're, those are actually trolls. They're scumbags, like the person that just called in that you have their number. I should like to know who the F they are. Freaking look up? How dare they look up my name on the internet and go make jokes about where I live? And yes, it is my birthday, and I didn't happen to.
Oh, happy birthday.
Never mentioned that. I don't take that as being sincere from you because I don't
I'd like to point out, minister. Okay.
I think you're
before you okay, all the rambling. Listen,
yeah,
we
Mark,
do
rambling,
not have
Mark.
The a caller ID
Somebody
here.
Calling your show and is Googling me on their computers.
That's how the internet works, pal. Look, we're public personas here. Like, people look us up and put all kinds of information about us out there. You made a choice to be a regular caller into this program and basically make yourself a feature, right? Like, this is to the point that our listeners are that interested in you that they're going to go look you up on the internet and post your mugshots, right? Because you wanted to be a part of the show. You want to be a part of the public program. And people come and look you up and they find out who you are. And if you're ashamed of who you are, then I don't know what to tell you.
Posting my mugshots. You've been looking me up, Chris Current. Well, are you one of those freaks that goes trolling on the internet about people just calling in to Free Talk Live to shoot the shiite about issues that I care about and politics and war and freedom and liberty? Huh?
Well, if you've been locked up a few times and you think it's a good idea to go kill a bunch of people in a foreign country, it might be a relevant position.
Driver, dude. And you went to prison for it, didn't you?
Yeah, I went to jail. Not prison. I went to jail for drinking and driving, too. So I feel for you there. Don't get me wrong. But it sounds like you know, some of the things that you come up with, man, it sounds like you've been, you know, still drinking, you know? It sounds like you might be, at an open bar and then trying to come up with political policies that you want politicians to follow that get millions of people killed.
Never slurred.
Hey, how much PBR do you have in your fridge right now, Chris?
I think I've got a couple of two.
Don't
ask a question if you don't want an answer.
No, I've got PBR in my fridge right now. I got a couple of 16-ounce PBRs, and then I actually had a gentleman who was over looking at one of my rooms for rent. He bought me a bottle of the Jim Beam, the Devil's Cut, the 90-proof whiskey. That really gave me a couple of rough mornings. So I have alcohol in the house, and I'm not playing any holier than thou crap with you, pal. I'm not trying to do that to you. I'm just saying that some of the things you call into a radio program, you act like this, you don't know how this works. We're the guys with the microphones. You know, we're compensated to do this. There's a reason that we're on here, because people are interested in what we have to say. And then we're kind enough to like be like, hey, let's hear from you, too. And then you just talk over us.
You know, one of the things that you said...
You're
like,
kind, Chris. One thing I think everybody can agree with is you're a AAA. Alcoholic atheist a-hole. That's what you are.
It actually stands for anarchist atheist
fiber.
Expletive. But but
I think you've gotten the alcohol thing under control these days.
Alcoholic
seems like
atheist a-hole. That's what you are. Down to your very fiber, Chris.
I'll go ahead and co-sign the alcoholic thing.
All right. Hey, thanks for the call tonight, James, and happy birthday. Thanks for spending it with
us. Don't tell me happy birthday. You should go to jail for tax fraud, because that's what your New Hampshire thing is.
Thanks for the call.
Oh, so angry.
Yeah. All right. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
Well, if I had any doubts that this might be true.
Right. I mean, there was posts, we didn't know for sure, but now we know for sure. It's James's birthday.
And a happy one, I hope.
All right. So
doesn't sound like it, though.
No. Nope. All right, well, there's more coming up.
Talking about taking the bait.
Enough time.
Taking a rain.
There's more coming up.
Lots of things change in life. Here's one thing that hasn't. For over 20 years, Lumber Liquidators has been the home of unbelievable flooring deals. And right now, those deals are even better. Take your pick of gorgeous pre-finished hardwoods like cherry, oak, and hickory. Or an incredible $149 a square foot. Plus, loads of major hardwood flooring brands at a crazy 40% off. Even get great deals on laminate, bamboo, and vinyl floors. So go to LumberLiquidators.com today to find the store nearest you. Special 12-month financing available. But hurry, the sale ends Tuesday.
Hi, Chuck Woolery here. I don't know about you, but I don't like taking pills for minor arthritis pain, and I don't like those patches either. But I have found something that works, Australian Dream Arthritis Pain Relief Cream. It's a great product. It doesn't smell or burn, isn't greasy, and it works. And Australian Dream has an empty jar guarantee. You can use the whole jar, and if you're not happy, you get your money back. But I doubt you'll send it back. This stuff really works. Australian Dream is now available at Target or your favorite retail store.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. And HB Extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young, as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB Extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest. test banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again. And they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNLive.com and enter to win in the 30-bottle, 30-day summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNLive.com.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Take control toll-free here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features waiting for you there. Lots of cool stuff is on freetalklive.com, but if you like what we're doing, you like the fact that the website's free, unlike those other talk show hosts who charge you for the same features that we give away. You know, we've got archives, live streams, we've got the cam, all kinds of stuff, different ways to interact with other listeners. If you like what we're doing here on Free Talk Live, one of the ways to help us out is by shopping with us. Go to shop.freetalklive.com and enter Amazon through the links you'll find there. There's Amazon UK, Amazon Canada, and Amazon US. You just go into whichever one's appropriate for you, get your shopping taken care of, and Free Talk Live gets a cut of the sale. So it's the same great Amazon experience you're used to. It's just that we get a cut of their profits when you enter through shop.freetalklive.com. Let's continue with your calls and thoughts. Anthony, listening in West Virginia to WVTS. Hey, Anthony.
Hey, man. What's up?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Immigration.
Okay, what about it?
I don't know, man. I think we need to send them all back to Mexico.
You don't really mean that, do you?
Yeah.
You sure you're not trolling us?
Dude, I know the subject's been, like, wore out, but, I mean, it's still a problem.
Do you realize what you're asking for? I mean, when you're saying you want people to be deported, and you said to Mexico, so I presume you're okay with leaving the Chinese and the Irish and other folks here.
Yeah, I hope a Belgian get an illegal job here in the United States.
Just to be clear, you only want to deport people from Mexico?
Oh, no, but, I mean, the Mexican government is, like, really pushing this. I mean,
I've never felt pushed by the Mexican government, but I've never lived there. Look, I the
it
other
would,
thing
you know, it would seem to me. It, look, I, it, the funny thing I find about this immigration debate is you'll usually hear it from people who would claim to be pretty fiscally conservative, yet they think it's like a good idea to like round up some, you know, like 13 million people. I think is the number. Correct me if I'm wrong. People who are in this country illegally, and they think it's a good idea to like round them all up and give them a ride home. And it seems like a lot of money to spend. And then if you want to prevent this from happening in the future. Then you're talking about closing down borders. You're talking about military. You're talking about fences. You're talking about closing off not the entrances, fellas, but the exits. You're talking about closing off the exits. So when your government clamps down, it's a lot harder for you to get out as well.
Well, wait a minute. Well, you've got to find them, too. So not only do you have to do all the closing down and the clampdowns, but you also need to do house-to-house searches. You need to raid businesses, check IDs, stop and frisk on the streets. There needs to be total police state in order to do what our caller is talking about.
Depending on what kind of effort you want to put into finding them, but I mean, I'm sorry, but the thing, okay, go ahead.
That's kind of really the whole point of fixing this, because, I mean, if you're talking about a police state, you're talking about martial law. And
I'm talking about what's happening right now. I don't have to wait for martial law to talk about a police state.
Right. All this crime and stuff is eventually going to lead to, I mean, just all out. I don't know.
Are you implying that illegal immigration is responsible for a great portion of the crime in America? Because, I mean, I'm pretty sure most of the people in prison right now are American citizens, right? So, I mean, that would tend to imply that there's not that the correlation between immigration and crime is not necessarily...
I don't think there's any higher level of criminality among immigrants than anybody else in the United States.
If you compare males... If you compare males 18 to 34... This was done by the American Conservative Magazine. If you
the prison population in America is by percentage the largest population of prisoners in the world.
Yeah, by percentage. Mostly Americans.
I mean, we've got problems. Okay, we don't need a lot of illegals coming in. I mean, we're trying to fix our economy. And that's just
so we have an economic problem. You're claiming that we have an economic problem, not an immigration problem. And I would agree with you. We have a welfare problem in this country. If you put out a bowl, If you put out a bowl of cat food every day in the morning, and then you get angry and jump up and down because cats come to your house for free food, you're a fool. Exactly. And that's the problem. Exactly. There's a bunch of free stuff being given out to immigrants, and so you get the ones that want to a bunch of free stuff. Who wants them?
And all these Republicans are sitting by, and they're not really doing anything to stop this.
Of course they're not, because I'll tell you exactly why, and this is why Rand Paul is a terrible idea too. Because this is a radio show, right? So like we have microphones and people like are listening because they want to hear us talk. So the idea, what I'm trying to get at here is that this is why Rand Paul is a bad idea, because what he will do is he will get by nothing that cuts the government. What he will get through, or what the next Republican president or whoever will get through, is exactly the kind of immigration stuff that the caller is talking about. Right, they will get through the thing that expands the power of the state instead of repealing powers of the state. And the idea, if you're concerned about freedom, it would be to, you know, the way you deal with the immigration problem is to stop giving free food to people who are poor, and that would prevent people from wanting to come over if they had nothing to offer to the society. And then the people who did come over would be people who wanted to be productive and help and increase the economy. When you give people free stuff, then they come over and they live off of free stuff, and that's obviously a problem not only with immigrants, but a much larger problem with just plain lazy Americans.
Go ahead, Anthony.
Yeah. I don't really think that welfare is. I mean, somebody's got to be poor. I mean, sure. I mean, people could work more, but I mean, somebody's got to be poor. Somebody's got to be the guy at the bottom. You know what I mean? I mean,
why does somebody have to be poor? I understand somebody might have to be at the bottom of the food chain or whatever, but I mean, why does that mean that the people at the bottom have to be in poverty?
Well, I mean, middle class citizens make $100,000 a year. I think that the news and stuff, I mean, they kind of play that up like everybody that is under so much money is middle class. No, we're not all middle class. Most of
I think in New Hampshire, you have $100,000 a year, you'd be pretty upper class, yeah.
Hey, Anthony, you know, I have some real concerns with where you're coming from here tonight, and I wish we had more time to discuss it. This is a big issue, and it's just not appropriate to try to address it in a significant manner in the remaining moments of the show. But I want to thank you for calling tonight, and feel free to call again, because, you know, I really want to focus on the idea that, okay, we've already pointed out welfare is a problem. Fine, we're on the same page. It sounded like he agreed with that. But, of course, there are a lot of people who will say, well, you know, between now and when we get rid of welfare, we need to crack down. We need people on the borders. We need to have Marines.
But that's a conversation I'm willing to have, is that, you know, yes, we need more freedom in our lives, but it's important how we unwrap this freedom package. And I think that it is. Now, I would like to talk about sort of the statistics behind that. Because from what I can tell, immigration, you know, people moving here for a better life, no matter what they do, bring a net positive to this country. From what I can tell, everything I've read on the subject. Because you can believe me, if I thought that they were getting too much, you know, getting more money than they were taking, taking more money than they were giving, if they were, you know, causing more crime than they were, you know, is making in the economy or anything like that, I'd be against it.
Yeah, but never mind my experience with immigrants.
There's a net positive, even with the welfare issues that we currently have, because that's mostly what they're vilified for. You know, Juan comes here makes $8 under the table and keeps it all, whereas John makes $15 above the table and he's in debt. So, I mean, I've seen this email, and you know, I've some real problems with the way the math is done.
So we've got a situation where people are very upset. In fact, the polling numbers, I was looking at some of them earlier tonight. We didn't talk about it on the air, but one of the polls we were talking about had some questions about immigration and, you know, the amount of people who are just blaming immigrants for all of the problems in the country. These people have been made into a scapegoat, and they've been made into a political football. And these are people's lives we're talking about here. And I don't know why it is more people in America, the supposed land of the free, can't find some empathy and some compassion for people who are trying to escape an undesirable situation and come to a place that they believe is more desirable. You know, maybe they're wrong, maybe they're right. There's certainly plenty of problems with the United States that a lot of people around the world don't hear about. We have a guy from Cameroon, Africa on the phone with us, and he was saying that before he started listening to Free Talk Live and LRN.FM's content, they thought that the United States was this land of the golden opportunity where everything's just great and freedom and everything. And then, you know, we talk about the police state and all the bad things that are happening here, and he's come to realize that really the difference is only in degrees. And so you're not going to solve the problem, whatever problems immigration has, with violence and force of the state and a police state. It's only going to make things worse for you in the long run. Even if it does stop immigrants from coming here, it'll be because it's a living hell and they won't want to leave wherever it is they're leaving anymore.
Yeah, the immigration thing drives me crazy with the conservatives. I started off in politics with the Tea Party and stuff like that. It was the one thing, one of the few things that, like, I just could not jive with them on. It's they get so angry and they blame everything on this group of people who have really no impact on their lives, and they just get so furious about it, it's irrational.
They want small government on one hand, but on the other hand, they want a total police state to stop immigrants.
Yeah.
What, I mean, you know, take your pick. We'll see you tomorrow night. FreeTalkLive.com, ChristopherCantwell.com. Later.
In a far future universe, Earth's fleet is shattered, rife with guerrilla warfare, interspecies diplomacy, and full-scale interstellar combat. Humanity is about to face its trial by fire. Trial by Fire, book 2 in the Tales of a Terran Republic, sequel to the national best-selling and award-winning Fire with Fire, by distinguished professor and author Charles Gannon. Get it now from Amazon through shop.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Michael Dean from the Freedom Fiends Radio Show. The internet has lowered the cost barrier for a worldwide radio show to a price approaching zero. Yet there is one arena where you still need thousands of dollars to approach the audio quality of the corporate media. Doing a live spoken show with more than one host in different geographic locations. Our program, Fiend Phone, will solve that problem, and it will be given away free. Go to fiendphone.com to see what you can do to help. That's FEENPHONE.com.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.